ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू कांग्रेचुलेट ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर कमिंग हियर इन स्पाइट ऑफ द चैलेंजिंग वेदर एंड थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग। वी जस्ट लाइक टू टेक वन श्लोका फ्रॉम भगवद्गीता, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट श्लोका, चैप्टर 4, टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। जन्म कर्म च दिव्यम एवं यो व्यक्ति तत्वता त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन। वन हु नोज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर ऑफ माय अपीयरेंस एंड एक्टिविटीज डज नॉट अपॉन लीविंग द बॉडी टेक हिज बर्थ अगेन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बट अटेन्स माय इटर्नल अबोर्ड ओ अर्जुन। परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the 6th verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, that is merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is a risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and the activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita 5.33, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Eko Devo Nitya Lina Rakto Bhakta Vyapi Hridi Antaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with His unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita, personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version Tattvam Asi is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, You are the same Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead, he is certainly liberated instantly. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection. And this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tam eva vidivyati mrityam yeti nanya panta vidyate yan yana. One who attains the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no other way to achieve this perfection. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Om Agyan Hare Krishna. So in this very important sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Janma Karma Chame Divyam that my birth and my activities are divine. Not very easy to understand. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. As we know, and we have heard so many times, that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Yuvera Swarupohe Krishna Renityadhas. We are part and parcel of Krishna, but due to certain reasons, which are quite a lot, we have come into this material world, which is called a place of suffering, and which Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. He gives it a guarantee that there is suffering. Only problem is, especially as Kali Yuga progresses, we don't realize we are suffering. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, if a drunkard is fallen in the gutters, in dirty water, and somebody who is sober, he says, oh, you are suffering, please come out of it. Say, what suffering? I am enjoying. Why are you spoiling my fun? And that is the state of most of the people in this material world. That's why Krishna and his incarnation and his devotees have to keep coming again and again and again and again, just to remind us. It's not easy to remind us. We have heard the story of Indra. He, king of heaven, such a powerful personality. But because one day his spiritual master walked in, and he was so engrossed in enjoying that he forgot to even get up. And he was cursed. And he was cursed to become a pig in this material world. And when he came into the material world, he had a beautiful family of piggies and piglets and all that. And he was enjoying himself because, you know, according to one's consciousness, one is given that kind of understanding. He was enjoying himself. Ultimately, the demigod said he has to come back. I mean, how long is he going to be there? So Brahma had to come. And he told, come on, you are not supposed to be here. Come back. He said, what are you saying? Hey, you are a king of heaven. You got such wonderful abode over there. He said, no, this is my abode. My wife, see my beautiful wife. Now, for us, a pig is definitely not beautiful unless he comes as Varahadev. My wife, my children, all are there. How can I leave them? And ultimately, we know what Brahma had to do. He had to really get rid of his body. And finally, Indra said, okay, I'm coming. I'm coming. So, it's so difficult. It's not that Krishna doesn't want us. Krishna is waiting for us. There are beautiful words in the Brihad Bhagavata Amrita where Gopakumara, who is representing the soul, is going back. After his various sojourns, you know, going to different universes, heavenly planets, Vaikuntha, everything, finally realizes my enjoyment, my real happiness is in Vrindavan. And finally when he reaches Vrindavan, Krishna is so overwhelmed when he sees him. He just runs, oh, Gopakumara, you have come back. He embraces him and Krishna faints. The Brajavasis are afraid. What happened? Why did he faint? Even Gopakumara gets afraid. Why did he faint? And then Krishna comes back to consciousness and said, oh, I have been waiting for you. For a long time I have been waiting for you. Where were you? So, it's just like when a child leaves his parents and goes, you know, I don't want to stay with you. And he revolts. The child may not be interested, the son may not be interested in coming back, but the father is still waiting. Similarly, Krishna is waiting for us. But here we really don't know who is God sometimes. At least few years back, before we came into this moment of Krishna consciousness, we never knew. Especially in India, we have so many gods. We have the incarnation themselves, and then there are so-called incarnations. But here, Krishna, there was a beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. There were all these Dvivedis and Trivedis, you know. Dvivedis means one who has learned two Vedas, Trivedis, three Vedas, Chaturvedi, four Vedas. They were all sitting and chant with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, "So, who is God?" So one of them said, "Swamiji, why are you asking this question? You know, according to this, it is, this is God. According to that Shastra, that is God. He is God. That is God. There is no God. We have to just merge into the Brahman." And he called the children. They were playing, the Gurukul children. He kept a cookie in his hand. "So what is this?" "It's a cookie." "So, who is God?" They said, "Krishna." So, in a simple voice, they know Krishna is God. You, Chaturvedis and so many Vedis, they all don't know who is God. Who is the Supreme Personality of God? It's Krishna. "Who is Krishna?" "The Supreme Personality of God." See, the children know this. Okay, give the cookie, said. So the children know all the glories. So what is the use of your studying all the Shastras? Said, "But they may know, but how much glory do they know?" Said, "That is not their problem. Even Krishna doesn't know his own glories. By the time he comes to the end of his glory, his glory has increased so much more." Of course, today all our Chaturvedis and Dvivedis, they'll find them more on the railway platform. One platform, two platform, three. They don't know the real platform, the Vedas, and the essence of the Vedas. That is a sad thing in India. And now, of course, all over the world. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have come to know so many things. And here Krishna is saying that he comes again and again. And that is one of the forms he wants to speak about Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, whose festival has been going on all over the world, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, since the last few days, months I would say, last month or so, New York Rath Yatra, Los Angeles Rath Yatra, now London they are going to have a Rath Yatra, so many places. Wherever it is allowed, our main festival in ISKCON is today Rath Yatra. So briefly we'll come to this, how did their lordships get this form? Because everybody finds it very different. Okay, they can accept Gopinath's form that way, but this wooden form, people find it very difficult to understand. So Krishna performed his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan, and they are very beautiful pastimes. And after, at the age of 10 and a half, he leaves Vrindavan, he goes to Mathura, kills Kamsa, and after that, because Jarasandh keeps attacking again and again, they shift everything to Dwarka. And there, after many years, they ask Rohini, because she was there when Krishna and Balram had performed their beautiful childhood pastime, that please tell us those pastimes, because you have seen them yourself. Please tell us about those beautiful pastimes. She said, "Okay, I will tell you all these pastimes, but you should see that Krishna and Balram, they don't come here. Especially Krishna, he should not come here, because he won't be able to, because already Krishna is in so much of separation from Vrindavan." So they ask Subhadra, because you also have known of the pastime, but you stand guard. You stand outside, and the moment these people come, you should alert us. The moment Krishna comes, you should alert us. So they were reciting the beautiful pastimes, childhood pastimes, which we have heard so many times. Of course, no reaction from us, but the moment Subhadra heard it, she was just stunned. Now she has seen it, she has heard it so many times, but again, just hearing it stunned her so much. Her eyeballs became huge and she just froze there. After some time, Balram happened to be passing by and said, "What is wrong with my sister? Why is she standing like this?" And he went and stood next to her, and then he heard the pastimes of Gopal, Krishna.
There are. And he also started listening so much intently. And after hearing, he also got so imbibed into that. And he also became stunned. His eyes became wide and his hand just like that. After some time, Krishna happened to be passing by. And he saw, what's wrong with this Balram and Subhadra? Why are they standing like that? He went nearby. And then he started hearing his own pastimes. Now we enjoy hearing our own pastimes. Or time pass, whatever you call it. Nothing happens, but we still feel so happy. Somebody is talking about us, especially nice things about us. But here, when Krishna heard those beautiful childhood pastimes, already he was in so much in separation, and when he heard this, he also was completely stunned. Eyes bulging. So, Krishna liked this pastime of his. Later, in Kali Yuga, when that temple had to be inaugurated, that is a different story, it's a very long story. I won't come into that. But Krishna wanted this particular form of his to be worshipped. The story there of King Indradyumna, who inaugurated this temple in Puri. How he came into that, we'll have to talk some other time, because today I'm going to speak out something which is very important. So, that is how Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra forms were. Vishwakarma himself was the first sculptor of this form in Jagannath Puri, which is also called Purushottam Kshetra or Nilachal. And that since then, this form has been worshipped. Now, there are various pastimes about this Lord. We will try to speak about a few because they are unending. Wherever Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are there, there are a lot of sweet pastimes about them. It is said this Purushottam Kshetra or Nilachal is very, very powerful. Again, in the Brihad Bhagavat Amrita, it is mentioned some sages, some South Indian sages, they come and talk about Jagannath Puri. And they said that this Nilachal is so special, that even the donkeys over here, they have having four arms. They're very special. Every personality in Puri, Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, Purushottam Kshetra is very, very special. Even the donkey, they are having four arms. So anybody who steps into this land, he is liberated. Anybody. Now we have from, you might find our temple is half empty. Still it looks full. Nearly 2,000 devotees are gone, and about day after tomorrow, there will be nearly 10 lakh people there. Anybody who steps into that land is liberated. Further, they say, anybody who has been performing huge amount of sinful activities for hundreds of lifetimes, not one or two, hundreds of lifetimes, they have been performing so many sinful activities, but if they just come to Nilachal, Purushottam Kshetra, it is guaranteed that very soon they will have Lord Vishnu as their companion. Very special benediction. So, Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Kshetra, he is Jagannath, Lord of the universe. And just one or two pastimes because there's too many. It is said that once one very poor man, you know, there in Jagannath temple, they allow only certain section of people to come in. Now, of course, all Indians are allowed. Earlier, even within Indians, some were not allowed and all that. So, this very poor person, he brought some fresh mangoes, seasoned mangoes, and he said, I want to offer it to the Lord. So, they said, no, the Pandas, they said, no, those are gone to Puri, will know how they are. Hey, no, you can't go in, He said, no, please, I will offer this. No, you can't offer. So he just stood with his plate in his hand and he's crying to Lord Jagannath, please, I came to offer this, but your devotees are not allowing me inside. Please, take it somehow. And within no time, the mangoes disappeared from his plate. And after some time, it was found, mangoes were splashed all over, the pulp was splashed all over Jagannath's face. He had accepted it. So there are many such pastimes. But one particular thing that we want to speak about today is about
tomorrow's function that is going to take place. That is called a Gundicha Marjanam. It's a very, very important, very, very instructive pastime. We will try to give some justice to it, though we are not qualified to speak about it, but it's a beautiful pastime. How this Rath Yatra started, before I come to that. As we know, Krishna left Vrindavan at the age of 10 and a half, and then he went to Mathura, then Dwarka. There he had, he got married, he had so many wives and family and king. He was not a king of Dwarka. He allowed King Ugrasen to become king, but practically it was accepted he was the main person. And it is assumed that he never returned to Vrindavan. And nearly 125 years later, he sends a message to Vrindavan that we are all gathering at Kurukshetra, where we would like you all to come also. So all the Brajavasis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Rani, they all come. That finally they'll get to see Krishna after so many years. And they all gather at Kurukshetra. So then of course they have their meeting, everybody greets each other, oh, where are you, how? Then finally Krishna goes to a different place and there the gopis come to meet him. And when they see him, they're not so enamored. He's now like a king, no flute, no peacock feather, nothing, king of Dwarka. So the gopis say, this is not the form we are interested in. We want that beautiful form of Shyam Sundar back again. This form we don't want, it's not attractive. So they close their eyes and they remember the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar playing the flute. And that form, they pull it into their hearts. And with that form, they want to go, they go back. They said, that is what they want to remember. So, Rath Yatra symbolizes this. Lord Jagannath is sitting in his abode at Puri. And once a year, he goes to this temple called Gundicha, which represents Vrindavan. So, the devotees take Lord Jagannath from Dwarka back to Vrindavan. So that is what is the symbolic meaning of this Rath Yatra. How to get the Lord to the Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, and he came to teach us how to live the teachings of the scriptures in our own lives. So he brings all the devotees and they say, let's go to Gundicha, because the next day is Rath Yatra. So they all go and he tells the local pujari that please make arrangement, we want to clean the Gundicha temple. Marjanam means clean. So hundreds of brooms, hundreds of buckets, everything are arranged immediately, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to clean it. That is what we say in our corporate language, a leader. Manager says, do it. The leader says, let's do it. So he said, come, let's clean the temple. And they go. And the description is very, very elaborate in the Chaitanya Charita Amrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started. He took one broom in his own hand. Here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is a bhokta of every yagya. He is a loka, owner of every loka. He is taking a broom and is cleaning the temple. And he starts. He uses the broom, and that Krishna's Kaviraj says that the straw, first he removes all the straws, then he removes all the grains of sand, and then he removes the dust. And very, very meticulously, every corner of the temple, the Vyasasan, the deity room, everywhere, he starts cleaning and he makes everybody else clean. And they clean and they clean and they clean and everything is taken out. Then he says, one more round. Second round. Again they start cleaning and cleaning. And the beautiful description is there. The dust from that, it covered the Lord. And his golden form became all the more glorious. Clean. Very clean.
Then he says, now get the water. Now there are hundreds and hundreds of buckets and the ocean is very nearby. So they all line up and they give. And they already stood there with the buckets. It's not that they are waiting for the instruction. Like Lord Ramchandra said, there are three types of servants. Or Prabhupada said, there are three types of devotees. One type of devotee, you tell him and he still not do it. Second, not devotee, disciple. Second type of disciple is, you tell him and then he does it. For third type of disciple, he knows what the spiritual master wants and immediately, before even he is told, he is ready. So all the devotees are standing with the buckets of water ready. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, give it. And then he splashes the water. And he describes it, splashes on the floor, on the ceiling, on the pillars, on the walls, everything. Just splash, 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 splash. And it actually became a river. It is said it became a river when they left the water out. Ultimately, the power of this river was more powerful than the ocean. That much of water, just cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, full. And then, not only that, afterwards they cleaned the outside of the temple. Even that they were cleaning. Completely they cleaned it. And then more and more devotees came. They wanted to serve. Because already this line was, there were so many people running up and down the river, ocean, and getting the water. So they found out wells. From the wells they were getting and throwing the water. One devotee was there, very intelligent. He was throwing the water on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and drinking the water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally was angry. Internally liked it. But externally he said, what is this? And he called Sarup Damodar. Oh, Sarup Damodar, look at your Bengali Vaishnava. What is he doing? He's offending me. He's washing my feet and then drinking the water. So Prabhupada says there are two things, or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says there are two things you have to learn in this. One is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarup Damodar, your Bengali Vaishnava. Which means, anybody who is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara, he is coming under the guidance of Sarup Damodar. And then the Goswamis, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and then the parampara grows. And we know Sarup Damodar is none other than Lalita Sakhi, who is standing right next to Krishna there. So in that lineage. And secondly, Prabhupada says, when one is in front of the Lord, one should not accept obeisances. One should not accept obeisances and offer respects when one is in front of the Lord. Etiquette should be observed. Of course, then Sarup Damodar removed that devotee from there. And then this way they were washing, and ultimately it became so clean. Somebody commented, it's become so cool now. It's become very nice, very pleasant. The temple has become very pleasant. So there are quite a few things which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks about the cleaning. Why? What is so important about this cleaning and what we can learn from it? One is, Gundicha Marjanam is like Vrindavan, which also represents our own heart. Our own heart, it is filled with so much of dust, sand, mud, straw, everything. For millions of lifetimes, I don't know how many lifetimes we have been here. It is filled with so much and we don't realize it. Sometimes, like I told, we are so used to all the suffering, we don't even know we are suffering. So it is filled with so much of dust, which has to be cleansed. And this is dust which something which cannot be seen with the naked eye. You go to some hospital and try to search for the dust, for the straws, they cannot be seen. So that is there. It's very, very subtle, which has to be seen. And this cleaning is only possible in this age of Kali by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in the age of Kali, Krishna doesn't incarnate. He is Tri Yuge. He comes in the form of His holy name. So just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Gundicha temple, Krishna in the form of His holy name is cleaning our heart. Provided how we use the holy name. Like today we are discussing in the morning, attentively chanting. So what is happening? when they chanting in Dwengon. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first removed all the straws. So this chanting removed all the straws that are there in our heart. What is the straws? It is this aspiring for material opulence. Trying to become as much opulent as possible. Let me become the wealthiest person. Sometimes after coming to devotional service also we want to become wealthiest. Of course the reason given is we want to use it in Krishna service, which is a bit doubtful, but it is there. I want to be a wealthy person so that I can use all my money in Krishna service. So that is a straw which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning first. Then there are the grains of sand. Grains of sand are like, again, more desire for economic development. Everything should be nice and opulent, and I should be the cause of it. So that also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was removing. But most dangerous of all is this dust particles. Because dust particles cannot be seen easily. Now this place may look very neat, but tomorrow our devotees who clean the temple, they start hitting with the stick, so much dust comes out. Then we realize, oh yeah. So the dust particles are the most dangerous in our Krishna consciousness. They are deeply ingrained. It is said, the moment we come into this material world, we are completely impersonal by nature. Because we are impersonal, because we wanted to become God, that's why we had, one of the reasons we have come into this material world. So the dust particle is the monism, that I am He, I am that God, I am Jagannath. We have somebody here in Bombay, he said, I am Jagannath. But look at their beauty and look at his beauty. Lot of difference. Millions of times difference. That is there. I am God. In a subtle way, that is there in every one of us. We want to become God. We want to become the controller. We may be controlling something very small, but we want to control it. Even a small thing like a clip can be our controlling. This is my clip. That controlling attitude is there. So these are the small dust particles. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, even among devotees, the small dust particles can come in the form of, I want to be the best devotee. Everybody should recognize me. Everybody should worship me wherever I go. That is a very dangerous thing. Sometimes due to our spiritual practice, we may become very powerful. Powerful in a sense, it may assume that we are very powerful. Everybody wants us to speak. Everybody wants us to lead kirtan. Everybody wants us to preach. Please come and preach. You will preach. Everybody will become devotee. Yeah, you are right. These are all the subtle dust that is there. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once more cleaned that whole place. He cleaned it, removed all that dust. So, by constant chanting of this holy name, we have to remove these dust particles that are there. In fact, like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, even meditation, yoga, all the different types of yoga, different types of meditation, people recommend, jnana, karma, all these are all obstacles in our path to Krishna consciousness. It may look nice, I'm doing yoga, but it can be possible that we get carried away by all these things, and we get too much engrossed in these things. Just like the example was given by one devotee, he was saying that they were traveling in the ship, and they depend on the compass, and they saw just 1 degree deviation was there. They said, 1 degree, what's the problem? But by the time they reached, they found they were somewhere else. Because 1 degree, it may look so small here, but moment you spread out, it goes somewhere else. You're supposed to go here and you land up somewhere else. So even a small deviation can be a problem. So all the different attraction for different kinds of meditation, different kinds of yoga, different kinds of jnana, too much study, too much philosophy. Prabhupada did not want us to study too much philosophy. He has given all the essence in his books. Everything is there. But if you get attached to all these various scriptures, no, I'm doing it to understand. Just like one devotee was telling us, he had been to one ashram in Pune, so-called ashram, and he just bought one book from them. And one sannyasi was traveling with him. So they were going, they bought that book and they went. So after some time the sannyasi said, what is that book in your hand? Said, I bought one book. Why? Said, I just want to know what is it they are preaching, their philosophy, so that we can defeat them. So the sannyasi said, you don't have to eat stool to know how it tastes. So that is there. So we don't need whatever is required. Actually, I am realizing this when I also have some habit of reading other books. So difficult to understand. Even if they are by Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, or so difficult to understand. Why even anybody, even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur books, so difficult. You read the Brahma Samhita purport, so difficult to understand. Even the dictionaries don't have those words there. Very difficult. Prabhupada has given it in such easy language. Like once we were distributing book at Vilayapala, and somebody came and he said, I have read so many religious books. Will I be able to understand? He said, you'll understand. You take it and you'll come back to me again. And he came back after half an hour. He said, I want some more books. He said, I liked it so much. So simple, so easy to understand. Anybody can follow. There was this incident. Our Guru Maharaj was telling that he was just moving around in New Vrindavan temple. And he saw this person standing and just looking around. So he said, oh, have you come to ISKCON first time? Said, yeah, first time I'm coming to an ISKCON temple. Come, please come. And he took him there in Nirvandavan, we have Palace of Gold. So he just took him around and said, that is Srila Prabhupada. Oh, yeah, I know Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you have met devotees before? No, I have never met any devotees before. Then how do you know Srila Prabhupada? Yes, I know. I know the four regulative principles. I know the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said, it's not Hare, it's Hare. Oh, for last 3 years I've been chanting 16 rounds and I've been chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you for correcting me. He said, Maharaj was almost surprised. He is chanting, following four regulative principles, not met any devotee, never been to ISKCON temple. How is it possible? Then he said, actually I'm a civil engineer. And I was working on this site, and during lunchtime I was having watermelon, and it slipped out of my hand and fell into a garbage can. Now, at least in India we know, we don't go touch anything that falls on the floor, so what to speak of garbage can. He said, I went to pick it up. When I went to pick it up, my hand hit something hard, and I took that, and I saw Bhagavad Gita as it is. He said, not Bhagavad Gita, it's Bhagavad Gita. Oh, I didn't know that. And then I started reading it and my heart transformed. And today I have come, I want to give some $50,000 and one vehicle. Will you take it? Of course, you will take it. Prabhupada said, we have no inhibition about collecting funds because we are going to use it in Krishna's service. So, that is that. Just by reading that book, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, this person's heart changed and he's been chanting 16 rounds for 3 years, not even met a devotee in once. That is the power. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has given. So, where did I come from? So, in Gundicha Marjanam, yeah, the chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada has given us everything. And he says, just chant the holy name. That is a solution to all problems. We try to bring out solutions and create more problems. But just chanting of the holy name. Sometimes devotees find it difficult to understand. They come, I have this problem, I have that problem. And then he asks, how is the chanting going on? Now, what has that got to do with my problem? That is the main problem. If you, that is purpose, then everything takes care of by itself. Krishna is there. Krishna takes care of everything. Only problem is, we don't have that faith. We don't have that faith, that's all. So, like in the purport, Prabhupada says, all it requires is faith. That's all. So, that it is said, Lord Jagannath, just by looking at his lotus face, just by glancing at his lotus face, one immediately achieves all the goals of life. Not the one which we want, but the one which we need. Sometimes people ask this question. Krishna says, you know, I supply whatever you lack. Then I lack money, where is it? Not that. Krishna gives us what we need, not what we want. Our want list is very high, very long, never ending. We say only this much is enough. No, but Krishna gives us what we need. What is needed? For us to go back to the spiritual world, that's all. He'll not give anything else. That's why people very rarely come to Krishna. Bola, nahi nahi, wo Hari hai, wo sab leke jayega. Har leta hai, he takes everything. No. Krishna is the supreme doctor, you know, he knows what each patient requires and accordingly he'll give his medication. So that is the mercy. And that is why he comes in these various forms, so that to attract us in some way or the other. I remember some years back, somebody was telling me, he met this Japanese businessman. He met a Japanese businessman, and on his card, Jagannath was there, on the corner, you know. So he asked him, you know this person? I just found this color somewhere. I like the color combination so nicely, I put it on my visiting card. So he doesn't know who is Jagannath, who is God, nothing, but he put him on the visiting card. So that is how Jagannath gives his mercy. Beautiful. There are so many such instances. One more proper disciple, how he came into Krishna consciousness. He was saying that one day he just happened to go into an Indian store in US, and he saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. He said, so beautiful. They were selling it as dolls over there. So he took Jagannath and he put him in the house, that's all. He did not know what it meant. He was a professor in one university in the US. After many years, when he met the devotees, and then he realized, what is this form? It is Lord Jagannath. It's so attractive. The color combination, it makes it, anybody gets attracted. And that is one of the reasons how Jagannath appeared in the West. Actually, Jagannath Rath Yatra is only in Puri, once a year. That is going to happen 2 days from now. Because many people are not allowed to go inside the temple. So Lord Jagannath himself comes out and he gives his darshan. He gives his darshan. Anybody can come. And it is said on the Rath Yatra day, nearly 10 lakh people come. And by evening, 9 o'clock, everybody has gone. It's empty. The whole Jagannathpuri is empty. Why? They have just come only for the darshan of the Lord. And it is said, if you have the darshan of the Lord during Rath Yatra, and if you just pull the Rath, it is guaranteed. Because at the time of death, when one is about to leave the body, the whole life, his entire, it runs in a movie form. You can actually see what you have done in your entire lifetime. And very fast movie, you know, like those Charlie Chaplin movies, very fast, ta 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 ta. But if you have participated in Rath Yatra, and you have put Lord Jagannath Rath, it is guaranteed he will be the most prominent person in that movie in the last stage of your life. He will come and remember you. That is the mercy of the Lord. Just like once Ramanujacharya, he spoke to Lord Ranganath and told, asked Lord Ranganath, okay, what happens if the devotee forgets you at the time of death? So Lord Ranganath says, no problem, I will not forget him. I will remember him. So that is the mercy of the Lord. That is the mercy of Lord Jagannath. He comes. Himself he'll come and he'll take care of us. That is the glory. Now if you are wondering, why should I go to Puri now, for no tickets are available, we have one at Mira Road on Tuesday. So you can participate there. So one day, Srila Prabhupada, he had gone to the West. He was in US and he just started his movement. And Malti Mataji, she is one of Prabhupada's disciples, she came running and she showed Prabhupada, Swamiji, they didn't know Prabhupada, Swamiji, I saw this doll, beautiful doll. The moment Prabhupada saw it, he just offered dandavas. So they were all shocked, what is this? What is so attractive about a doll? He offered a dandavas. Then he said, that is Lord Jagannath. He has come here. Where did you find him? He said, there is an Indian store where they sell all Indian items. I found him. There must be two more people. Yeah, they are also there. And he said, bring them. And that is how first time Jagannath Balaram Subhadra appeared in front of Srila Prabhupada in US. Then he called Shyam Sundar Prabhu and he said, you have to carve these deities. And that's another story how he did it, what he did it. And that is how the first Rath Yatra happened in San Francisco, outside of Puri. Sometime back, somebody was telling, somebody else was being credited for that, that they spread Jagannath, I think the government of India was being giving the credit for spreading Rath Yatra all over the world. Really, it was a, I got very upset. Why government of India? What, they don't even know who is Jagannath. But Prabhupada has the credit of spreading Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra all over the world. So that is in San Francisco they started that. And then gradually it came in all the other centers. And Prabhupada really loved it. Once Prabhupada was very, very sick. Very sick. He was in Vrindavan. And the doctor said he cannot even move. And that time, Prabhupada's secretary, he got a message from London that they are going to celebrate the first Rath Yatra. Prabhupada always wanted to have something big in London. Because he used to say, these people have conquered the world for 300 years, they were ruling the world. Like I say, the sun never sets in England. So he said, something he wanted. And the secretary understood, if Prabhupada read this message, he will definitely go. Though he is very sick, he cannot move. He can definitely go. So he did not give him the message. But Prabhupada came to know about it. And he said, I'm going right now to London. He said, Prabhupada, you are so sick, you can't move. It's nothing doing. I'm going. And Prabhupada went. And he was so sick. And it is said, throughout the Rath Yatra, he was dancing. He did not even sit, you know, just dancing. He was just enjoying himself. In his, in one purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, he says, in 1973, we had our first Rath Yatra in London. And they were comparing it with, you know, there's a Nelson Square over there. King Nelson, what, Captain Nelson, what is it? His big statue over there, and they were comparing him with Jagannath. But Prabhupada later on told, the Britishers, they conquered India, but Lord Jagannath has conquered the British. Now he is the ruler of the world. He is the ruler of the universe. He has taken. That was kind of happiness. And imagine, at that age, very sick, and is dancing throughout the Rath Yatra. Even we cannot do that. We have our own Rath Yatra here. After half an hour, we find place to sit somewhere on the road or footpath or something. Here, Prabhupada, so much of spiritual energy, he was dancing and dancing. So, this is way. In fact, one devotee was telling me, in Russia, they love Jagannath so much, that they say, you have to just start a movie on Jagannath, on the TV, somewhere on the street, the whole street gets crowded. They just love. Now, how that connection came, what is that connection, we don't know, but they just love it. That's why Prabhupada once said, the Russians will take over the Puri temple. They will come, and that's why they don't allow foreigners there, it seems. But that is the power of Lord Jagannath. He's so attractive. Even in Mayapur, we have our own temple. Before it came to ISKCON's hand, it was some local devotees, and it was a very old family that was taking care of it. But gradually, their worship dwindled. They were not worshipping so much. So, somehow, ISKCON temple, they approached, should we worship here, we would like to worship. Initially said, yes, okay, because I'm unable to take care of it. The old pujari was there. But afterward, he changed his mind. He said, no, I will keep them here only. I will not. So one night, he actually saw Lord Jagannath Balde Subhadra walking off the altar. Just going. He said, hey, where are you going? He said, what? What are you offering us? In ISKCON, see what nice bhoga they are offering. What are you giving us? Nothing. I am very hungry. We are very hungry. We can't stay here. He said, okay, I will get them tomorrow. From tomorrow, ISKCON will take over. And that is how ISKCON got the temple. And they're very, very beautiful pastimes. Lot of pastimes. Some of them came in the Back to Garden magazine also. Beautiful pastimes. Once it seemed the watchman, he was just sitting there in the night. And he saw these two boys running. Because they have the big orchard over there, you know, mangoes, eating mangoes. So he chased them. They ran here and then they climbed a tree. And he got hold of one of the dhotis and he pulled it. And he just tore off and he came. And then he could not find them. The next day the watchman came and told a priest, you know, there were two boys, they were stealing mangoes from a garden. He said, "Acha, yeah, see, I got this piece of cloth from his dhoti." And then he looked at it and said, "Hey, this is Jagannath's scarf. Where did he get it from?" He said, "Oh, this is a..." And then they saw actually Jagannath's dhoti was torn. In fact, that temple is so special, even the locals, mostly are Muslims, they come and worship. Because there have been lot of pastime between them and the Muslim, between Lord Jagannath and those Muslim people. They come and worship. So much so that students from different parts of the state, they come and worship Lord Jagannath in Mayapur. Because they fulfill all benediction. That is there. So, Krishna, that's why I say, Janma Karma Chavam Devyam Evam Evakti Tattvata. My pastimes are divine. They cannot, don't try to understand them just like that. Like once we asked our Guru Maharaj, what is the meaning of understand? Understand means stand under the lotus feet of your pure devotee and serve him. And automatically will understand. Otherwise we will not understand. What will understand? We will think, maybe these are all fabrications. All the stories that we are hearing, just like when Krishna went as an ambassador to Hastinapur and tell him, please give them 5 villages. So Duryodhan said, nothing doing. I won't give them anything. Not even anything that can fit on a tip of a needle. I won't give them anything. And then Krishna says, and then he tells, arrest this man. Arrest this Krishna. And Krishna actually shows him the universal form. And Duryodhan says, he's using some yogic powers now. Anyway, forget him, don't arrest him. The Prabhupada says, even if Krishna walks in here, what will we say? Aray, come from some Natak Mandali, drama Mandali, come dressed up like Krishna, come on, please go away. So we are not ready for Krishna. That's why Krishna doesn't come. Otherwise, when pure devotees go and stand in front of the Lord, they go on staring, they go on seeing beautiful pastimes there. Just like in Vrindavan once, in the temple, there was this devotee from Rajasthan, he had come, and he was just seeing Krishna Balaram, just looking at them. Full morning, full day he was standing there. When they shut the temple in the afternoon, he went. Again in the evening he came. Just looking at them, enjoying, he's happy. Oh, devotees didn't know what is the meaning of this. Why is he standing here and why is he so happy? They said, Prabhupada, this person is there, he's just standing and just watching them. So he said, bring him inside. So Prabhupada asked him in Hindi, so ab kya dekh rahe the? Bola, hum pura Krishna Balaram ko dhoond rahe, full Vrindavan, I'm searching for Krishna Balaram, where they are gone. Finally I found them in your temple. What beautiful pastime they are performing. Now, we have seen Krishna Balaram so many times, but we have not realized anything. Come on, let's go. Bus pakadna hai, come on, everybody into your buses. But that is there, the reciprocation is there. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. As you approach me, I shall reciprocate. And that is how Lord Jagannath comes. He has no terms and conditions, how you approach him. Just come, let's participate. So by giving this Rath Yatra all over the world, Prabhupada has done a wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada, to his spiritual master. Is actually helped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed, always enjoyed dancing in the Rath Yatra. He was just, in fact, he would dance so beautifully, Lord Jagannath would stop his Rath. Now, this is another beautiful pastime. If Lord Jagannath doesn't want to go, he cannot pull his Rath. Whatever he do. Once it is said, his Rath got stopped, he just stopped. He just moved, didn't move. So they called all the huge bull people, elephants, and strong men to pull, it's not moving. Then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes from back and just pushes it and it moves. These are all inconceivable. Like now the police in Puri, they have said you should complete the Rath Yatra on the same day itself. Because after sunset they don't pull the Rath. You have to bring him to Gundicha on the same day itself. Now, they don't understand this beautiful. If Jagannath doesn't want to go, you cannot take him only. He will not move. Try as much as you can. It's only by love. He loves. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance, he would just get enamored. Wow, beautiful dance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes dancing, go behind, then he would stop his rath. Wait, let him come in the front, then I'll move. That is why, that's why we dance in front of the Lord. Those who are parents will understand, when your children are dancing, so much pleasure. Oh, they are so happy, they are dancing. Same way, we are Krishna's children. You would be happy to see us dancing and really be happy. So, that is his reciprocation. So, further on that Gundicha Marjanam, I just wanted to elaborate one more thing on that. After cleaning the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went outside the temple. Outside the temple, and he cleaned that place also. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there are still more subtle desires within us. We may not even know these desires are there within us. Actually, it is explained that desires are like oceans, you know, waves and waves after waves and waves. We may be, Rupa Goswami says, we may be able to count the waves in the ocean, but we will not be able to count the waves of desires which we have. We don't know. We think if somebody asks us, what do you want in life, we may list out a few things. This. That's all. After this, I'll be happy. But actually, we don't know what desires we have. So many waves and waves of desires are there. It's like when Krishna was going to Mathura from Vrindavan, he asked this washerman, give me those clothes, give me those clothes. He said, hey, how can you ask for that? These are Kamsa's clothes. Don't you know he'll punish you? And Krishna was saying, this soul has performed so much tapasya to perform, get a chance to participate in my pastimes, and now he's so arrogant. And Krishna just finishes them off. Of course, when Krishna kills somebody, he gets liberation immediately. He gives him one more chance. After that, he goes to one florist, Sudama, making some flowers. And this, he just garlands Krishna and Balram. He likes their beauty so much, he just garlands them. So, Krishna immediately blesses him with lot of wealth. He said, you have so much wealth that you will never have to work again. But at the end of the lifetime, you will come back to my abode. Now the question asked to us, he never asked for anything. Even he did not desire for anything. Forget asking, he never even had a desire. But the purport given is, he may not realize that he had a desire for material wealth. He did not know that, but he had that, that was there ingrained. Very much ingrained. So Krishna gave him that blessing because he had that desire. So, Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Devotion, there are various kinds of sinful reactions. Even all the material desires, nothing but sinful reactions. Because they entangle us more and more. There are those that are in the seed form. Nothing has happened. There are those which are about to fructify. And there are those which have fructified. So, those which have fructified are those reactions that we are having now. Whatever we are facing in our life right now. About to fructify, about to come. And then in the seed form, we don't even know what it is. But all this can be eradicated first by devotional service. And Prabhupada emphasizes service. Earlier it was bhakti. Bhakti means devotion. But Prabhupada elaborated it as devotional service. One has to engage in service of the Lord. That is the only possibility when one can understand. Just like one very highly learned professor, he came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he said, I have a few questions to ask you. He said, yeah, you can ask me, but in the, you can ask my disciples, they can also answer your question. No, I want to ask you, the Acharya. Then you can ask them, go ask them. So he said, okay. So he goes to his disciples and they are busy washing the deity vessels and all that. So they say, please wait, we are just finishing and then we'll answer your question. But anyway, since you are waiting, why don't you also wash? So he said, okay, and he washes, and he washes, and he washes. And then he said, okay, Hari Bol, I'm going. But what about your questions? No, I've understood everything now, I'm clear now. So the purport Prabhupada gives is, that just by engaging in this service, all our doubts, main problem is we have too many doubts. All our doubts will be cleared, just by engaging in service. Now we say so many times, Giriraj, Krishna, he lifted Govardhan. He is standing there with his finger up. But how many of us really believe that? Now we say, yeah, we believe, yeah, Krishna lifted Govardhan. But we really believe that? Even to lift this for more than a minute will be difficult. He lifted. And what we see, Govardhan is very small today compared to what it was 5,000 years back. But he lifted. But we don't have faith. We like to talk about it. We like to tell others about it. But how much do we really believe it? That's a big question mark. Sometimes we feel, yes, yes. But when things come upon us, problems come up, then we realize we don't remember Krishna. We remember everything else but Krishna. How much do we believe that? So, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in Krishna. We have no faith. But we pray, may I go back to Godhead, may I go back to the spiritual world and engage in the beautiful pastime with Krishna. But the question is, even devotees like Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what were they praying? They were praying, may we become a dog or a worm in the house of a devotee. And then they said, no, no, this is too much. I'm asking for too much. Today the disappearance there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he said, this is too much. I'm asking for too much. If they, such acharyas are saying like that, what is your and mine position? So, the best solution for us is accept a spiritual master and serve him and follow his instructions. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Yes, serve him. Upadyakshanti tejnanam dhyaninas tattva-darshina. Because they are tattva-darshi. They have seen Krishna. They have seen the pastime of Krishna. They can help us. So our job is just to serve them, just to make them happy and their devotees happy. That's all. Beyond that, it is beyond our jurisdiction. It is asking for too much. Just like Bhakti Teth Maharaj said, if you want to make Krishna laugh, just tell him your plans. You laugh. Yeah, what is this? Just like, you know, sometimes our children come and say, I want to become Superman. Hey, Shubkarat. We have our plans. I want to do this, I want to do that. Krishna said, okay, okay. He tolerates us. So, we have to just serve. And what are your devotees telling us? Just chant. Nothing else. In today's world, what more can we do? Even chanting is so difficult. Actually, it is 64 rounds. You are supposed to chant 64 rounds every day. What devotees said, Prabhupada, we can't do that. 64 rounds, too difficult. And then, of course, it was difficult for them because there are so many things to do. They have to raise funds, they have to build temples, they have to distribute books, they have to preach, so many things. Prabhupada, 32? No, no. 16? Okay. Then at least do 16 rounds, that is minimum. And engage in so many other services, that is important. So, chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles, just the beginning of devotional service. Sometimes we say, ah, ho gaya abhi. I've attained perfection, you know. I complete my 16 rounds in the morning and I chant and I follow the 4 regulative principles. Okay, now I'm perfect. No, that is just the beginning. Like we were discussing 2 Sundays back, what is there? There are 3 stages in devotional service. First is, we chant our rounds and we perform our duties, managing our business or job or family, whatever it is. Gradually, we come to performing some devotional service. We take up some service. Now, this service doesn't come just like that. Like we have a saying, that if you want to get a job done by somebody, don't go to that person who is free. Normally we have the tendency, you are free, now take this seva. Your job will never get done. Go to that person who is very busy, who is doing many services. Why? Because Krishna will give him that intelligence how to do this job also. Why? Because he is interested in doing service. Somebody is not interested in doing any service, that service will never come to him. Do what? To try whatever manipulation, it never comes. But if you have the desire, I want to do some service, it will come. Krishna will manifest in some way and give us that service. Because he loves it. When his devotee is asking, please give me some service. And Krishna says, fine. Srimati Radharani comes in that form and she gives that service. Okay. You want to go close to Krishna? Yeah, do this service. You'll go closer to Krishna. So, that is there. So, we have to engage in some service. And apart from that, okay, we have our family life and all that. But, we should all aspire for the ultimate. Swarupa Bhakti, it's called. What is that ultimate? always shravanam, what is that? Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Always hearing about the pastime of the Lord, speaking about the pastime of the Lord, always remembering the pastime of the Lord. We are no more worried about how will I maintain my family, how will I maintain my business. Now we have to do that. I'm not telling you give up everything and do that because we don't have that faith right now. But we should aspire that when will I become free from all this? Daily ambiguities of material world and maintaining the family, and how can I always do this activity? Because this is the activity in the spiritual world. This is the activity in the spiritual world. What is going on in the spiritual world? Sometimes you may wonder, kya ho raha hai? What is going on? Every day you think the time is absent, but actually time is present over there. All day the Brajavasis, they are engaged in this activity. Oh, now Krishna will get up. Now we have to bathe him. Then they decorate him nicely. And then they send him to the forest with the calves. And the whole meditation is that, oh, now Krishna will go. Now those who can't go to the forest, the gopis and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they're all lamenting, oh, now Krishna will go. He's going into the forest. He is going with the calves. How will it be? How will we live without him? Like sometimes we have to send off somebody to the airport and he is going for a few months. How we feel, oh, now he's going. It is just morning. Evening is coming back. But so engrossed in that, and they are crying, oh, Krishna, you are going. What will happen to you? You will get hurt. And Krishna has to call Nanda Maharaj, please come, take care of them. You are the king of Vrindavan. You take care of them, because now they are going to cry. When I go, they will cry. You have to take care of them. And even Krishna doesn't want to go. Krishna is looking towards the gopi. How will I go? How will I go? Then the gopas, they pull him. Come on, come on. You have got work to do. And then they go. And Nanda Maharaj takes them back. And now they are preparing for Krishna to come back. Now Krishna will come back. First they see the dust. Oh, Krishna has come back. And then again the whole thing. And again the next day the whole thing goes on. So the whole consciousness is merged in that. Krishna, how Krishna, what Krishna is doing now, where was he? That is what we have to attain. That is the platform we have to attain. That always we are remembering Krishna. That's what Rupa Goswami says. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And that is what I would say, a proper definition of a full-time devotee. Sometimes people want to shave off and become, but it's not possible for everybody to become a brahmacharya. It's a challenge by itself. Sometimes I ask somebody, he says, you know, was one devotee said, I want to become brahmachari. So I said, why you want to become brahmachari? He said, no, I want to become brahmachari. So I asked him, you want to become brahmachari to preach, or you want to become, you are afraid of getting married? He said, no, I am afraid of getting married. Then that is not the right thinking. That is not the right consciousness to become a brahmachari. If you want to preach and read the shastra, then it is fine. Otherwise, running away, because that is more challenging than the grihastha ashram. It's not easy. So, full-time devotee, the actual definition is, one who always remembers Krishna and never forgets Krishna is a full-time devotee. You may be anywhere, you may be any business. We have so many examples here. They are doing their business, they are doing their job, whatever, but they are always meditating on Krishna, on his beautiful pastime. And because they are doing that, Krishna takes care of their business. It's a fact. It's a fact. Krishna takes care of everything. It happens. Everything will be arranged for you. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, you four brothers, I don't see you all doing any work. Whole day you are reading Bhagavatam, you are engaged in puja. How do you take care of your family? He said, simple, just 1, 2, and 3. What is it, 1, 2, and 3? So I said, 1, and then I say 2, and then I say 3. What is that? Said, I say 1, then I say 2, then I say 3, and I say, Krishna, now if you don't give us our supply, I'm going and jumping into the Ganges. Now Krishna knows that he will actually jump into the Ganges, so he supplies. Not that we want to make a servant out of Krishna, but that is a faith. But do we have that faith? I will say, okay, you know, I didn't collect the coupon today. I will just say 1, 2, and 3. Krishna, if you don't give me prasad, I will jump into the Chapati beach. We have that faith? We may go right up to the Chapati beach and then say, somebody stopping me or no? You don't have that faith. So that is what we have to develop in association with devotees. That comes. And associate with those devotees who have more faith than us. not who have less faith in us. Those who have less faith in us, then we have to give our association. We have to associate with devotees who have more faith. And then automatically everything will come. So that is what Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to prove by cleaning even the outer part of the temple. Just there are so many subtle desires to enjoy. Even after coming into devotional service. I want special Mahaprasadam. I want this. I want that is there. So even that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning. All that. Every other desire. Only desire is to please the Lord. And then finally, the temple became very cool. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sathakur says, why it became cool? What does it mean? By doing this, by always chanting the names of the Lord, your life becomes peaceful. You are satisfied. You are no more attracted to all the material opulences of the world. It's a wonderful feeling. It's actually a wonderful feeling. If you really have no desire, your only desire is how to make Krishna happy. That's all. How to make the devotees happy. That's all. Then there is no more tension actually. There is no more pressure of the material world. You are free. You are free. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. You become Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. You are satisfied. No hankering, no lamentation. Hankering for what you don't have, lamentation for what we have lost. That is what our life is all about. Either we are too much in the past or we are too much in the future. Forget the present. Like somebody said, present is what? Gift. God has given us the present. It's a gift. It's a present. We give somebody, this is a present for you. We forget about it. Too much of hankering and too much of lamentation. That's why we are never satisfied in this world. The only hankering and lamentation should be our separation from Krishna. That we don't have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have no love for Krishna, that's why I am still alive. That's why I am still alive. Otherwise, why should I be alive? I wouldn't have been alive if I really loved Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example, young boy and girl, they are so attracted to each other. Keep them away, there is so much lamentation. Meditating on that, what must he be doing, what must she be doing, so much their meditation is there. Prabhupada said, the same way, we should feel separation from Krishna. Oh, where is Krishna? That is how the Goswami spread. Where are you, Krishna? Where is Krishna? I can't find you. I am in Vrindavan, but I can't see you anywhere. That should be our lamentation. And that was the lamentation of the gopis when they saw Krishna, Dwarka Krishna. They said, no, this is not. We want Shyam Sundar Krishna. Their meditation is that. When will Krishna? So, by cleaning this Gundicha temple, that is cleaning our heart. We have to clean our heart, just. By the holy name, powerful holy name, hearing Krishna Katha, clean. There's so much to be. There are straws, there are dust, there is sand, so much. Everything is removed. Finally, it becomes a cool place. And Krishna will come and reside over there. And that is the significance of Rath Yatra. Just do that. And we are pure. We are clean. And then Krishna is always there in our heart. And everything else we see, are part and parcel of Krishna. Then we have no problems. One Prabhupada, they took Prabhupada through one lane, filled with prostitutes, drunkards, everything. And they said, Prabhupada, sorry, this is the only route we had. We have to bring you through this. No, this is Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. Prabhupada saw Vaikuntha. The devotees saw, what is this? The devotees saw Vaikuntha. So we have to come to that platform. We have to aspire. We have to desire to come to that platform. Unless we desire, then we cannot come to that place. And that arrangement Krishna will make. We have no powers. Like somebody asked Prabhupada, we are chanting 16 rounds, we are following 4 regulative principles, by what time will become pure devotee? It is like, you do 4 and a half years of medicine and then you become a doctor. Something like that. Prabhupada said, it just takes one moment to become a pure devotee. And then he said, you don't read Bhagavad Gita? Where Krishna has very clearly said, Sarvadharman Pratijay, Mam Ekam, only me, just Sharanam Vaja. I will take care of everything, don't worry about your past and all that. Aham Tam Sauva Pape Vyo, Mokshya Sami. And Krishna knows we are fearful, if I surrender what will happen. So in the end he says, Maha Suchaha, do not fear, just surrender. Which is taking all the time.
Otherwise, Prabhupada says, just one moment one can become a pure devotee. What is going to stop? But that is a question mark. So, the sum and substance of the Rath Yatra and the Gundicha Marjanam especially is just engage in chanting, be in association with devotees, and hear Krishna Katha. Prabhupada made it very simple. Our moment is, what is it? Chant, dance, have prasadam, and a little of philosophy. He didn't ask for too much. He didn't want pandits. Yeah? Just little of philosophy. That's all. And you're through. It's as simple as that. That's why he says, simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. We like complications. That's the only problem. I was telling some of our Yatra Management Committee about 3 weeks back, Sunday, 3 or 4 weeks back, we told those are going to Puri, just give your forms for the accommodation. We will give you the chit for the accommodation next week. Nobody believed us. No, where is the line? We want to stand in the line and struggle for the room. Like always they used to that, struggling for the room. Well, if I struggle, I'll get the room of my choice. Say nothing, just give that form of yours, everything will be done. Nobody believed. For 1 week we were getting calls. I'll get my room, na? So much. We are so used to complications. We don't want simple things. That's why we are finding difficulty in surrendering to Krishna. We don't want simple. We want something complicated. You want something complicated that is difficult to understand, then yes, that is it. Actually, it is so simple. So, that's it. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Now or? Okay, any questions? No? You want to know? Microphone, Srinaji Prabhu.
So, Hare Krishna. Haribo. Hello. Hare Krishna. We have here Radhanath Maharaj's one and only book. It's called Welcome Home by His Holiness Radhanath Swami. So, it's now available in the bookshop downstairs. It's reprinted recently. Originally, there were limited copies available and I managed to get one. So, somehow we have reprinted it in Bombay. It also includes at the back lots of very, very interesting question and answers. Such as beginning of spiritual life. That is one of the... I'll just read out the table of contents. Hold this. So the table of contents is very interesting. The first chapter is nature of love. Radhanath Maharaj is explaining that. Second chapter is living in harmony with God. Third chapter is lessons from nature. Fourth, hearing the voice of God. Fifth, change of heart. Sixth, the holy name. Seventh, the path of humanity. Eighth, vegetarianism and spiritual life. And nine, which I have just mentioned, beginning of spiritual life. 10, sweet surrender. 11, practicing spiritual life. 12, is there something higher than sex? And 13, selfish or selfless? And the total book is 164 pages. So it's available downstairs in the bookshop. So those who are interested in very thorough spiritual progress and reading our Guru Maharaj's book, this is a collector item because I don't know when it will be reprinted again. But fortunately, we have also got Radha Gopinath's picture in the front. So this book can be kept always with you and you can pray to it also, like you pray to Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Lord themselves are here, the Guru is here, the Guru's teaching is here and Vani is here. So, and also there is a very exquisite picture of Radhanath Maharaj here. And in front we have Prabhupada's picture. So, this was his first and only book so far. So I think if you are really interested in Radhanath Maharaj, then you should buy this book. It's downstairs available, freshly printed in the bookstore. Thank you very much.
We will have Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.